21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Boll, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Hi everyone, Jamie Willett here with Michael Boll, and Chris Carter is still listening to more intelligent people than us, I think, probably.
Well, that's not hard, but yeah.
So Chris is still at a conference, but we are talking about something that he should really be here for.
Yeah, code combat.
Which is kind of like Clash of Clans?
Yeah, coders? You could say that, except it's not as easy. You actually have to do coding to make those things happen. But yeah, it's the same sort of principle where it's a shooting type game. So as you know, kids like to code or basically love to code. But
they also like shooting things.
They do. And so if you combine the two, then you've gone from liking or loving code to super loving to code.
Mm.
That's my new made up word for the day.
Super loving it.
Super love, yes. So basically what they've done is they gamify the process of coding. So in order to make, you get a character and you want to level that character up, and that character has to go around and collect diamonds and attack things.
Okay.
But you have to write the code to make that happen.
Okay.
And so they give you a window, you type all that code in there, and then you see if it works, and then it doesn't, and you keep trying at it, and they'll throw hints at you and things like that.
So I'm listening to you going, I think I'd get really frustrated really fast. Do the kids get frustrated?
They really don't. And so I was using it just with sixth graders the other day.
Okay.
Firstly, I like it because you can always, kids get to go at their own level, so they can go wherever they want. And secondly, it does give you tips along the way. And thirdly, because I just felt like doing it thirdly, you can get help from your from the next door neighbor, from the kid next door to you.
Okay.
So they give you the basis of what the code that you need. Like they say you're going to need to use this sort of thing, like this statement. And then you use that statement, and then you modify it as needed to get past that level.
Okay. So they like it, but it seems like maybe this is higher up complicated level.
Yeah,
of
actually, I was surprised that sixth graders could, and that's the end of the year, could take right off to it. I think you could do it with probably a sharp group of fourth grade kids and through on all the way up through high school without a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's surprising. The thing that actually concerns about me are two things. So one is it is a violent video game. So if your parents aren't into that sort of thing, your goal is to kill people. Right? So that's what I think I put that as the title, Learn to Code and Kill.
So do you kill your other teammates?
No. And and the neat thing actually I'll get to that in a moment, but another concern is that when they come out of it, do they actually know how to code anything? Or do they know just how to figure out what lines of code they need to make their character move? Like, I don't know if they could independently then create that game that they just got through.
Right.
That's a whole different sequence. But they would have sort of the language, but not really know how to use the language. But that's okay. You would just be aware that then you'd have to teach them design concepts.
So this might be the way to really get them excited about coding, and then you teach them kind of the more crunchy stuff later.
Right. Like, we have the skill now. Now you actually have to apply it. What? And you can create, as a teacher, you can create clans.
Okay.
And so you can have closed or open clans that your kids are in as a class. And so then you can work as a clan to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of fun. So you can teach students to code, create competition for kids to code, to encourage them to continue at home, for example, and have them, of course, build their own projects outside of it.
And, you know, I mean, it does say that once you create the clan, you can kind of see your students' progress. And
yeah, so as a teacher, you get that dashboard. You
know, yeah.
And that gives you a sense of where they're at. Rather than just walking around the room. But again, this is one of those things you could just start them up and leave the room, and they'll get right on it, and they generally don't have questions. Now, if they get further along, they might have a few questions, and maybe you better keep up with them or have that kid in the room who does that.
So you would want to be in the clan too?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that would be healthy.
So it seems like, I mean, I'm looking at it, it's not free.
Well, the first 80 levels are free.
Oh, okay.
For everybody. A teacher can get a free account. Automatically. So 80 levels is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it takes them quite a while to get through all that. So you could definitely use it and then just leave it to move on to something else if you wanted without a problem. Low commitment curve, you just go, if they have Google accounts, that's probably the easiest way to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
They can sign up right through Google Plus. It does go to $9.99 per month if you decide to go beyond it. And so that's a little pricey when you're talking 20 or 30 kids or whatever in a classroom.
Yeah.
They do have discounts for, 10%, 15% off, depending on how many numbers you have.
So sample uses, I mean, was there anything, because we kind of ran through that, anything other than you would use this to teach coding?
I think it's a good way to introduce kids to coding. Again, just be aware that once they're done, they'll know a lot of lines of code, but not necessarily how to apply it.
Okay. All right. So if you're interested in Code Combat, where should you go?
That's it. The website is codecombat.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.